This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Alyssa Walker Campbell. We're going to continue our conversation. That's right, NBA news and notes. And we are zeroing in on the Dallas Mavericks, trying to figure out what's going on, talking with their television play-by-play voice in Mark Folliwell. Okay, so as we talk about the Dallas Mavericks, they are 4-17. They just lost by 31 to the Kings. And Mark, I hesitate to ask this question, but I mean, what is the motivation at this point in the season? You only have four wins to pass teams like Phoenix, Minnesota. I mean, how beneficial is it in terms of, I mean, because you want to have one of those top picks?
Great question. Really good question. And I think for the Mavs, where they're going to derive motivation is from, you know, you have a lot of young players on the team here, Alyssa. They have Justin Anderson and Dwight Powell and Dorian Finney-Smith. And Barnes, by the way, still to me, I mean, I put him, even though he's got 4-plus years of experience, he's only 24 years old and is stepping into a completely new role. So for me, I think that the benefit, obviously, of competing hard and going out there and trying to win games is that even understanding with injuries and with young players and the fact that in a lot of ways the decision is made for you about what kind of record and what kind of team you're going to have. I still think that you want to have, you know, a certain number of wins because that reinforces to Powell and Anderson and Finney-Smith and players like that that the work that they're doing to become better players is not going for naught. So that to me is the best motivation, is that understanding that, you know, a big push at this stage with the injuries that they have is probably, honestly a huge long shot. What you do want to do is develop players, have them out there playing their best, trying to establish a new culture for the organization going forward in the years that they're going to have without Dirk, which is coming down the pike here pretty soon, obviously. And you know, nothing succeeds like success. So for the guys that are putting in work to become better players that are still really young in their NBA development, to go out there and have some success on the floor, I think reinforces the work that they're doing. So more than anything, to me, that's the motivation about, what you're looking at for the remaining 70, 75% of the season for Dallas.
Well, I have to wonder, too, we were just talking about Dirk. I mean, when he does return, how much this would impact his minutes, that you even want him out there on the floor. I mean, this is an opportunity, if you want to look at a positive, to really rebuild or get some quality playing time for some of these younger players, get them some reps out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, Rick has brought that up, and we've talked about that in our telecast to the Maverick fans that watch in Dallas and Fox Sports Southwest, that, hey, look, this is on-the-job training. And even though it's painful to watch right now, I mean, this is what getting younger looks like. And the Mavs started the season this year, even though they've had to make one roster move to adjust this number. But they started the year this year with their highest number of players 26 and younger since opening night 2005, in terms of what their opening night roster looked like. And so this is valuable experience. And I didn't even mention the name Steph Curry because he's been hurt lately.
Sure.
But that's another player, and he's 26 years old, but in terms of his NBA career, I mean, we're still only talking about someone who's played 60-something games. So that's another piece to the puzzle that you hope you're developing that will be, you know, a competent player for you when you're in a position to get good again, hopefully sooner rather than later. So you know, the experience is very, very valuable that all these players are getting in terms of the reps and their time on the floor, and you just can't replace that. And that's why, you know, the development aspect of what they've got going this year is very, very crucial to the long-term health of the franchise.
Mark, I'd like you to provide some insight on Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. Here he is. He's in his ninth season with the Mavericks. And, you know, I just wonder about in terms of his level of frustration, because you interview him in pregame, and he's led the Mavericks to the postseason in, what, 7 out of his 8 seasons with the Mavericks, and things just aren't looking good right now. So how big of a challenge does he have to keep his players motivated and to power through this very difficult stretch and to make sure that they're giving max effort? Because he talked about that, what, in the game against Sacramento on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I know he was really disappointed with how they performed in the second half of that game. And I think that Rick, you know, Rick loves working with individual players, Alyssa. And I think that, you know, people who aren't around Dallas and don't hear us talk about it in our telecast and are not really closely in tune with the franchise that is, may not realize this. But, you know, as the head coach goes, and I would defer to my own broadcast partner, Derek Harper, who would say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about his own experience as a player and says he watches Rick at shoot-arounds and before games and practices. And the head coach takes an effort to work with individual players in terms of Rick here in Dallas more so than any head coach that Derek said he ever had in his own playing career or has ever seen since. So I think Rick enjoys the teaching aspect of things. But whenever he views that the team isn't, you know, and I think that Rick, even though he doesn't like losing or anything like that, he understands that players getting experience and young players maybe not being able to perform well in close games is something that he can live with as long as the team is playing hard and competing and having the right kind of spirit. Whenever they lay an egg and it's sloppy and he doesn't feel like the competitive spirit is there like they had against the second half, in the second half of the game against Sacramento, that's where his frustration kicks in. I mean, he's not going to be happy losing games, but if teaching is going well, which he enjoys, and competitiveness is happening and the guys are getting valuable experience because they're out there in a lot of close games against good teams, and some nights they have success, but a lot of nights they don't in terms of finishing out those games, I think he can live with that if he's seeing the right things. It's whenever he's seeing the wrong things, like just a lackluster effort like they had in the second half against Sacramento, where the frustration's going to come in. And that's why Rick, you know, was pretty terse and pretty pointed in his comments after the game against Sacramento on Wednesday night that he's trying to nip that in the bud. It's one thing to have a season with a bad record, but you don't want a lot of games to end up being so non-competitive, especially against a team that didn't have that much of a better record than you did going into the game. So that sort of mentality is what Dirk doesn't want to see seep into the players on the team this year and the organization as a whole.
Well, help us understand, I mean, what happened against the Bulls, I mean, in that particular game, because there were so many positives and they played so strong from start to finish. I mean, they teased us a bit.
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, not to take anything away from what the Mavs did because they played well, but they were probably fortunate to catch Chicago on the second night of a back-to-back. The Bulls had had an emotional win the night before against Cleveland, playing the defending champs, and the Cavaliers won that game because they had lost a couple of games in a row that week. The Cavs had lost to, I believe it was Milwaukee and the Clippers before they went into that game on that Friday night a week ago against Chicago. And they played hard to win the game, and the Bulls won at home against a rival in the East who just so happens to be the defending champs. So I think that took a lot out of them. They didn't even bring Dwayne Wade to Dallas for that game, and I think they missed not only his 19 points on the floor, but again, that calming presence that good veteran players provide, kind of like what I was referring to with Dirk earlier. So, you know, I think that's a lot of what happened in that particular game. You know, besides the fact that several Mavericks played well, and again, I don't want to take anything away from what they did that particular night, but they also caught Chicago on a night when Chicago was vulnerable, and the Mavs, to their credit, jumped on them and never let them get up in that particular game.
Okay, Dallas Mavericks play-by-play voice for television, Mark Folliwell, has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As we get ready to wrap it up, I wanted you to weigh in on some of the NBA storylines and on Klay Thompson's fantastic performance from earlier this week. 60 points. He dropped 60 points in 29 minutes. What was your takeaway?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
That was historic stuff. I saw somebody on Twitter that mentioned that his points per minute pace was on the level with what Wilt Chamberlain did in his 100-point game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, I think Wilt scored 2.08 points per minute, and Klay Thompson was scoring 2.07 points per minute in his pace the other night. So that was, yeah, I mean, it was historic to get to see that, and it's historic what we're getting to see Golden State do. You know, so when I look around the league, I mean, to me, the story is that at this point, it's hard to wrap your head around the idea that we're not looking at a third straight Warriors-Cavaliers finals.
Always a pleasure to catch up with the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play voice. That, of course, is Mark Folliwell. I know you're a bit under the weather. We wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you real soon. Thank you, Mark. You take care.
All right, you got it, Alyssa. Take care, and great to talk to you and your listeners, as always.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.